The Orchid's Gift, A Tale of Blossoming Friendship, by Katherine Janka. Riley Johnson wasn't much to look at. A slender 10-year-old girl with knotted, greasy hair and a perpetually smudged face. Her clothes, clearly hand-me-downs, were patched and oversized. Yet, her heart was pure, and today she carried a gift that mirrored her simplicity and sincerity. A baby orchid planted in a chipped, faded teacup. Riley handed the tiny plant to Lois with a shy smile. "The man at the nursery said it would grow," she said, her cheeks reddening. "He gave me a deal because it was so little. Only cost me a quarter. I mean, I would have paid more." Her voice trailed off, embarrassed. Lois, a retired widow with a love for gardening, smiled warmly and pulled Riley into a gentle hug. "I love it," she said, her eyes shining with appreciation and love. Riley nestled into the hug, absorbing the affection she rarely received at home. Her mother had left years ago, and her father worked long hours to support his 5 children, leaving little time for affection. When Mr. Johnson bought the last empty lot on the block and placed his double wide there, the neighbors had grumbled. Lois had grumbled inwardly, too. She had been considering selling her house to move closer to her son in the city, but the new addition seemed to lower the neighborhood's value. One day, as Lois tended to her greenhouse, a cherished gift from her late husband, Don, she spotted Riley in her orchard, peach juice dribbling down her chin. "I'm sorry," Riley sobbed. "Your peaches looked so good, and I know stealing's wrong. I can pay for it, though," she pleaded. Lois smiled and handed Riley 3 more peaches. "I have plenty to share. Anytime you want some, just come ask." From then on, Riley often visited, asking for apples in the fall and fresh veggies in the winter. She would wander over after school, and Lois always had cookies and homework help ready. Their relationship blossomed, and now, a year later, Riley stood before Lois with the orchid. "It's been a year since we became friends," Riley said, stepping back from the hug. "I wanted to do something special to show you how much I love you." Lois looked at the tiny orchid, and then at Riley, this precious gift who had stolen her heart.